Day 3, June 5, 1994. An unchanging promise. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." Numbers chapter 13, verse 30. As an American who has been president of the United States, I would like to say that the values of our country don't change. But they do. The Supreme Court interprets basic issues in various ways at different times. Authorization for the death penalty comes and goes, and now it is permitted in 35 states. The United States has a higher portion of citizens in jail than any other country, a result of severe prison sentences. Civil liberties have been restricted since 9/11. Our rapidly changing times make me glad for the never-changing promises of God in which Caleb believed. Out of more than a million Israelites who had fled Egypt and were waiting at the edge of Canaan to inherit their new land, Caleb was one of only two who actually would go in and dwell there. 10 of the spies whom Moses sent into Canaan to survey the land said, "We can't take it because it's inhabited by giants. There's no hope." But Caleb told the truth. With courage and faith, he replied, "With God's support, we can indeed take the promised land." Because Caleb believed God, Moses said to him, "The land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever. Because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly." Joshua chapter 14, verse 9. That land ended up being Hebron, where Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Jacob lived and are buried. Caleb believed God's promise, and so inherited the promised land. While all else may change, God's promises remain firm. The most important was that Jesus would come as the Messiah. And when we build our lives on this bedrock promise, it gives stability and confidence to all our days. O Lord, laws and customs change so often that sometimes it seems that I wake up to a different country every morning. I'm thankful for your word and for the unchanging promises it contains. Teach me how to build my life on your word.